Anybody else got any questions?
Damn. Let me see if I can cover anything else. Anybody want to
chime just in anything? More like for if you're looking to possibly pull a girl, then are you doing more physical inside of the club where you're making out? Or I feel like that sometimes works against.
It's, you know, a lot of guys say, oh, don't make out in a club, but I've made out in clubs and still pulled, and I didn't and still pulled, but I could say the one thing you really need to do if you're going to pull a girl the same night is kind of get, whether it's on the dance floor being sexual or talking sexual, getting her, letting her know you're a sexual being. I learned a lot of this from like studying the NLP stuff with Ross Jeffries and this dude named J.D. Fuentes. But I took it to a more sexual thing, like if you're describing kissing, you know. Some guys use the kiss routine, I'm trying really hard not to kiss you right now. And you know what's the best thing about a first kiss? And you go to describe it, how you start building the tension verbally. You start describing how, you know, you guys are looking at each other, you get closer, and that anticipation starts to build. And when you start, and when you touch lips, how it's just, it takes over your whole body and it starts to flow and you start getting tingles. When she starts thinking about that, that's getting her mind to working. So I'll typically do that with sex, like when a girl is talking or she's saying something, and then I'll say, you know, if we were alone, I'd put you on this table and take care of business. And that kind of gets her mind thinking about, oh, really? And I had one girl in Australia, and I said, if you have no idea of what I'm thinking about doing to you right now. She was like, what? And then I explained, well, and she said, well, what do we have to do to do that?
Well.
Grab her hand, and let's go.
No more talking.
To the hotel.
So you're mentally stimulating.
Yeah.
Not to put you on the spot, but you're fucking the start at the whatever and go to the... That one's helped me a ton. Is it start at the neck and work my way down, or start at the ankles and work the way down?
I don't
know. You want a quick... Yeah, yeah, for the verbal sexual.
Oh, I just say it. I just say.
I didn't want to take credit.
When I'm whispering in your ear, I just say, "Do you want me to start on your neck and work my way down, or would you rather me start on your ankle and work my way up?"
I didn't want to take credit for it. So.
Yeah, it's just getting a girl mentally starting to think about sex, and then when she. She'll either, like, some girls will give in. Some, like some other girls, you just have to lead. You know? Why don't we get out of here? Let's go for a walk. I use that a lot. Let's go for a walk. What does
just
that
bring
mean?
Bring them out.
Yeah.
Because that's always the part that is always like the tricky. That's like the hardest part of the game, I feel like, is when you can escalate and escalate inside, but then
you gotta pull.
When the rubber hits the road.
Like I said,
you pull them out.
You gotta pull the trigger.
Right. Trigger
yeah, that trigger, you know, pull it. If she says no, pull it 10 minutes later. Keep persistence. Not being a dick about it, but hey, you know what? This is getting hot and heavy. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Let's go for a walk. You know? Let's go back to my place. Let's, let's go to your house. Let's go watch a movie. Let's go grab some drinks at your place.
They always know.
Yeah, of course. They don't want to say, hey, they just don't want you to say it. Yeah, they just don't want you yelling out, hey, let's go fuck at your house. It's the only thing they don't want you to say. Yeah, we're going to this bitch's house, motherfucker. I'm going to get some pussy tonight. Just don't want you to do that kind of shit. But yeah, pull the trigger. Like, be as non-judgmental and kind of. You don't have to be blatant about it. Sometimes you can, but you got to get a feel about how she's, you know.
Right.
If you're talking sex, you know. Because I had this one girl. She was like, I put her hand on my dick. I was like, what are you gonna do with that? So I'm gonna put it in my mouth. I was like, yeah. So we were in a club, and I was out with the Asian Playboy in Dallas. We were kissing, making out, and I put her hand on my dick. I was like, so, what would you do with that if we were alone or some shit like that? What would you do with that? She was like, took her a couple seconds. I would put it in my mouth. I was like, okay. All right, so I forgot. I think I number closed her and said, you know, I'm going to come over later or whatever. So I basically kind of pulled the trigger but didn't kind of blatantly say it, you know.
That's the only way it's worked for me in a single night is just get the phone number and then I meet him later.
Yeah.
But I've never, like, straight pulled from...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it can work either way. If you're really getting her excited and it's hot and heavy and you're in a corner making out and she's grinding on you, grab her fucking hand and go, dude.
Yeah.
She stops you, what's the problem? Oh, my friend's here. All right, cool. Let's just go back and go make out some more. And then try it again. Hey, tell your friends, you know, I'm going to take you home. And try it again. Tell your friends you have a ride.
That's a little something about it.
JoJo was like, hell yeah. I thought.
Yeah, I had a VIP. I had a little so the VIP thing, yeah, it happened. I got a girl excited, verbally got her excited, and then I pulled her. I was like, I'm gonna take her to the patio. Was all the seats were filled, so I was walking by the bathroom. I was thinking maybe I'll do a bathroom pull. Saw the VIP room open, nobody was in there, so cool. So walk in. And, like, this is the VIP room. There's a couch here. This is the couch. This is the door. So I lay this way, lay her that way. Started making out with her. Started fingering her with the two-finger palm technique. And she just gets hot. And she's like, I want it in me. I was like, what? I want it in me. I said, yeah, I was afraid somebody's going to come. And all of a sudden, she just, like, starts unzipping my pants, pulls up her skirts and skirt and gets on top of me. So I put it on the jimmy, start going at it, and she just pulls down her skirt. Not her skirt, but her top.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there doing it, and her top is down inside the VIP room. I was thinking somebody's going to come in. So those kind of situations, I just, you know, it's my own thing. I just can't get hard at. Because I'm afraid somebody will come in.
The alleyway. The one you were talking about, the pool outside the alleyway.
Yeah, that happened when I said, "Hey, let's go take a walk. Let's go for a walk."
Someone's made it all the way to the alley.
Security. Well,
security guards would come by. So I'm like,
see, the thing is, I like to really get girls amped up.
Right.
Like I'll do it in the club on the dance floor, and then I'll go to a corner and I'll do it out from anybody watching, so that nobody's watching, because that's one thing they kind of want to be discreet about. And then I was just walking, and I figured might as well just try it now and pull. I'm always looking for dark corners, no matter, you know? Like, dark corners in a club, dark corners walking down the street. You know, my car's a dark, you know, it's dark. So it was just a dark corner. I pulled it over there, I started making out with her, and she's like, got down in her pants, and she just dropped her trowel. And I was like, okay, all right, it's on. And most of the same night pulls have been girls that are drunk, you know? I would say probably a good 90%. So if you want to pull...
Well, they need an excuse.
Yeah. You want to pull, buy girls a drink. Okay? Yeah. It's like sad thing of life, but hey, most of them have been drunk. So.
Girls are freaks when they're fucking drunk.
They are. It gives them, it does give them a reason.
Like, that's a terrible song.
It's
your
life.
So, let's see what else.
What I like about your style is because usually, like, if when you're on the phone or texting, right, like the way you're like, oh, well, what are you doing after? You know, like for a situation, you're just like, well, what are you doing after? What time are you going to be done? In most PUA books, it would be like, oh, you got to, you know, wait a day or two, you know, if she, you know, makes you.
Yeah.
You know, wait, or if she doesn't text back, you know, put her on, like, you know, put her on timeout for this amount of time. You're just like, fucking,
yeah,
you're doing after, whatever it does, you know, you're persistent. That's good, because it breaks every, I noticed every rule that I read in a book is breakable. You can break
it. It is breakable.
Yeah, and like that right there, most new guys would be like, well, you know, chapter 16 in so-and-so book would fucking say, you know, but it's, you know, you're more persistent.
Yeah, but this is coming from, I mean, like I said, I've been with a couple hundred girls before I got into this shit, and I'm kind of taking stuff that I did there, and so I'm trying to test it with stuff that I know, and And I just found that if you give up, you lose. But if you keep trying, you might lose as well, but you might gain. You know, so if you kind of be persistent and not lose your value, hey, I really want to see you tonight. Why are you doing this to me? Yeah, that'll fuck shit up. But hey, you know, what time are you going to be done? Maybe we can... What time are you going to be done? 10. All right, let's get together after that. She says, no? All right. I'll talk to you some other time or whatever. You know. Is there a question over here? Let me... Yeah. Okay. I'll get to you in a second.
All right. Yeah. Right now I'm dealing with this text game. This is the first time we got a first solid number. This is, I usually just... online or for friends of friends, but first out on the bar, solid number, this text game. And I said, I don't usually do this stuff. All the girls I met before, all the girls I know online, I don't do this because I didn't have a solid interaction. This text game is not necessary.
Yeah, I don't.
If I just did it right the first time.
I don't really, the thing is, you know, the game changed when text came. You know, I used to be able to talk to girls for hours on the phone. That was my thing, man. I'd get them, you know, I used my little conversational stuff to just talk for hours. And they were like, damn, we've been on the phone for 3 hours. I'm like, you're right. Fuck, I got to go to sleep. You know? But now it's text, and it's like, you know, they can give you a number, and then they can hide behind text. So I'm not a big text game guy. I tried that shit, and it just...
It's frustrating, stupid.
It just didn't work. I think Vin's got some... Vin DiCarlo, I listened to his No Flakes product, and half the product is basically what to do if a girl flakes on you, you know? And it's a No Flakes product. So, I couldn't figure that. Yeah, I couldn't figure that shit out. But he's got some good tech stuff. But, I mean, I break the rules from what people teach because I kind of called it some of the stuff like the PUA mask. You know, we do the routines and we put this, you know, this fake fake cocky funny shit on text that isn't our personality. And when girls find us, you know, they meet up with us, it's not that. We're not that person. So I call that like the PUA mask, and that's what I was doing in text. I was being real cocky and you know, saying shit that I wouldn't say anyway, you know. So I kind of try to release that, and then it's like working the video game. You got to find out what works for you. You got to be the man, but don't be a pussy. You know what I mean? But I would say for text, just try to get them out, man. You know, don't send a whole bunch of, hey, what are you doing tonight? Oh, yeah, all right, talk to you later or whatever. I'll call you later tonight. What time are you going to be free? I'll be free after 7. All right, I'll call you later. Because I don't like texting a whole bunch, but I do like talking on the phone.
That's one thing a lot of people argue on the forum. It's a different day and age. Texting is, I set so many day twos up, and we're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I would say it could be done, but I don't want to get to know a girl over text. You know?
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Wait, let me get this over here.
I saw a question. Like you said about like being persistent, but I'm dealing with somebody who thrives off being spontaneous in life, so just getting her to meet somewhere is like a mission in itself. So like, I understand, like, what are you doing after this? Like, she doesn't really respond to that. So it's like, it's difficult to like get her to meet somewhere to be like spontaneous, as she would say. So that's what I'm kind of dealing with. I just don't know how to go about like...
Well, are you ever somewhere you can say, hey, I'm here, come meet me?
Yeah, I've done that before, like at school, because we go to the same school and stuff like that, so...
Did it work?
It's worked before, but I mean...
She might be that type of girl that...
Maybe my like attitude is kind of like put off from her, like... I don't know. It's just very difficult to get her to meet someone in the beginning, like, so... Yeah, it's kind of like... It gets me kind of... negative towards the whole thing.
Well, some girls, like, they've just got fucking ADD, man.
Yeah. 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 That all makes sense.
But you have to sometimes just wing it. Like, you really like this girl or something, or you just want to fuck her, or...
Well, I mean, I really just want to bang her, but...
The best thing is, like, just... I would say try to set up a date, but if she's that spontaneous, you know... Maybe one time have a couple things planned, you know, get an idea when she'll be free, have a few things planned with your boys or another girl or you know, maybe make two dates, have her and somebody else pick her up and the other girl, and
yeah,
okay. Style tried that shit. I've never tried that, but I want to. You know, but some, like I said, this, a lot of this stuff isn't perfect.
Yeah,
you know, you can try stuff and it might work on one girl and not on another.
Yeah, it's just more so annoying. That's why I kind of just like have fun.
I don't like those kind of girls, honestly, man. Girls that are flaky. And that's why I like Europe so much, because when I go there and I get numbers, they don't flake. They say they're going to call, they call. They say they're going to show up, they show up. Here, it's just...
like,
Southern Cal, it's just bullshit. But I think, well, hold on, there's a question over here, right? All right,
go ahead. Yeah, so you're telling one of these guys that you have an outline that you follow.
Yeah.
And you kind of open and then you qualify. Yeah. If you were to distill, like, these different stages of your interaction with them down to their most fundamental elements, what would they be? And are they techniques that you use, or is it kind of a synthesis of everything that you've learned over the years?
It's like a synthesis, but there's a structure. I would say there's a structure to it. Like, there's open. Most of the times I won't qualify, but there's the opening, create the attraction, get to know her, create the sexual tension and the sexual conversation, and then sometimes it won't even go that far. But if it does, pull her. If it doesn't, during the connection phase, just get kind of have the conversation no other guy would with her, and then try to hook up with her later.
Get her. So do you use techniques or formulas within each of these different phases?
I try not to, because I tried that shit and a lot of it didn't work, but there are certain techniques. There are, like, the sexual framing. I still use that. There's, like, strawberry fields. I'll use that. And a lot of it I learned from Captain Jack. You know, the heart melters he uses, which is telling a story that has a real deep emotional vulnerability for me. Like, I tell the one where, you know, I wanted to go to the World's Fair and my parents wouldn't pay for it, so I went door to door getting sponsorships for a car wash and end up paying my way to go there. Or, you know, hearing my mom and dad fight, you know, my dad, you know, not beating my mom, but physically abusing her, and me and my sister were huddled up in the closet together because we were so fucking scared. Those are heart melters. Those are things that...
And you're telling these stories?
Mm-hmm.
Just from...
in comfort.
It's kind of like the whole effect.
Yeah.
Right? Is this anywhere? Is this particular situations? Or even at a club?
Yeah, it could be at a club where it's quiet.
Yeah.
You know, like in comfort when you're sitting down for somebody.
On the dance floor.
Yeah.
My dad used to beat my dad.
I wanted to get a gun and shoot his ass. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, so you use, when you're trying to create attraction or comfort, is your sort of primary building blocks telling stories? Is that...
I don't tell stories. It's more, like I said, the one, I think that the strongest attraction switch is just fun, being fun. Whether it's bantering with her, cracking on her, you know, dancing, telling jokes, having fun with her friends, whatever. That's attraction to me. So mostly I'll use like banter and it's a really heavy attraction, I guess, tool. But I try to use the stuff that was supposed to be traction routines, like ESP and all that other crap, which was bullshit.
But in comfort, you're saying you do use stories like you're telling about the beating, and you'll use stories in that phase.
Yeah, stories are good for the comfort phase, not in the attraction.
So you use the banter and then the stories and then...
And then the comfort phase, you'll use banter too. You know, it's not as high as it is in the attraction, but it's still there. It's there throughout your whole interaction.
And then you move into the phase of creating that kind of sexual chemistry or starting mm-hmm. to move with them. What do you rely on there to sort of create that sense with them?
I got what I rely on. Like, I'll find something.
What do you use? Is it a technique, or is it a... I mean, whereas
before like I said, you were in the last speech, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'll find something to hook onto, whether it's a girl's age. Oh, so you're 32. You're hitting your sexual peak. So do you find yourself thinking about sex more often than you did in your 20s? Yeah, I do. Like, what? Well, how is it? Do you find yourself looking at guys and wanting it, needing it? What do you think about? You
know? She'll just put a sexual spin on whatever's kind of, you know, whatever the hook is that you feel with them.
Yeah. Or I'll find something that I'll turn it sexual.
By asking them questions and stuff.
Just talk regular conversation. Like, something will usually come up, because, like, we all think about sex. Women think about sex. Something will fly out unless she's real conservative. You know?
Cool.
Yeah.
I was just going to say along those lines, just to kind of, I'm pretty good at, like, banter and just qualifying or whatever, but just to make the conversation a little bit more sexual, do you have, like, I don't know, things that you tend to kind of do over and over that?
Just, like I said, tease a woman about it. Something sexual, like a teaser about not being good in bed or not giving good head or whatever, you know, or go into the sexual conversation. It's something you have to practice. Like, it's like I said, playing the video games. Find out what you can. It's like throwing a pebble, seeing if, you know, she takes it.
See what happens.
Yeah, see, bounce off her head. Does she like wake up? You know. You know what I mean? Does she grab it? I call it hooks, you know, find something to hook on. Does she grab the hook? Or does she kind of go by it and not take the bait?
Yeah, like, I remember the first time this guy Manhorde, like, a couple years, he was talking about the very verbal, you know, sexual type thing, and I could not do it for the fucking life of me. So, like, for just weeks, like, I was just over the top, like, you know, weirding out people until I finally, like, was able to calibrate it to, like, for example, I'm hanging out with a girl today, and I'm just like, you know, we're just walking, you know, we're not necessarily talking about anything sexual, and I'm just like, would you rather have sex on that bench, or would you rather have sex over there on the bridge? You know, and she's just like, oh, you like it in public? I'm just like, hey, it's my one fantasy.
I mean, yeah, you could put it in her mind, walking. So, if we were to have sex, not saying we would, but if we were, that's perfectly doable. Like, if we were to have sex in this club, would we do it on the dance floor, or would we do it in the bathroom? She's like, what? Yeah, where would we do it? That would totally work. That's just something I just thought up, you know, based off of what you said. You know, if we were to blah, 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 if I were to get you on the dance floor and put you on the, you know, put you on the, I don't know, I'm just making shit up, but you guys kind of get where I'm going? Like, I think that's the new thing. Maybe ask a question. If you're having a deep conversation, you know, I'm just curious. If we were to have sex, just throw it out there, you know? See what happens. Yeah, see what happens. Anybody got anything else? All right, dude. I think, what, am I, you got another one?
Yeah, just one more. I think one of the things that I wanted to know is just that, you know, because with openers, I've always heard that, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Usually it's, you know, because there are certain ways I can say, hey, you guys are looking like you're having fun.
Yeah.
Rather than saying, hey, you guys look like you're having fun.
I would say it's more, it's like 90-10. 10% of what you say and 90% of how you say it.
And then just be consistent.
Like, you can't go, hey, you guys like to suck my dick. I just said anything. Hey, you guys like to suck my dick. I just said anything.
Yeah.
You know? Or you can do it real smooth. Hey, baby, you like to suck my dick. But it is part of what you say.
Right.
So I would say it's like 90-80% of how you say it. Like, you could go up and use my style. Hey, you guys look cute. I just wanted to come say hi. Or, you know, you have a really sexy legs. I just had to come meet you. If you say it, your subcommunication is off. Like, what's his name? Oh,
God. Carte Blanche.
I mean, he tried. He works his ass off. That, I respect him for that, but...
That's the one thing I noticed.
I won't wing him anymore. I got much respect for guys that are out there that I see kicking ass. I will wing them. I'll wing with them. I'll give them pointers if they need it. But, you know, I mean, I got respect for them, but I just don't wing them anymore. So, where did I get the possible? It is a little bit what you say. Like I said, the opener kind of sets the tone for that interaction to the next couple hours.
Right. Okay.
So if you come off as, you know, a nervous guy that is scared of talking about women, she's going to have, that's when she's saying, oh, I'm higher value than this dude. Mm. That's when her value thing will kick in. She's like, oh, this guy doesn't know how to handle me. You know, I don't want to, you know, why would I be with him? Versus you come in strong, you come in, you know, and that sets the tone. Like, I'm going to take charge, or I'm a man and I know who I am, that you get out of line, I'm going to set you straight. That's a whole different tone. It's a whole different, you know, whole different set of actions that happens.
So you're all right just going up to a girl and saying, hey, you're just looking so sexy on that, I just had to come up and talk to you.
You can say that, yeah. Whatever you, I like to use whatever you're feeling. Like, if I see a girl, I like the way she's, her outfit. You know, I really like your style. I just had to come to you. You got a really cool style. You got a sexy outfit. You have sexy legs. And I've said that, you know, a couple times, and it worked great. Women light up. Because they know they got sexy legs. You just want somebody to appreciate it. Not a lot of guys will do that kind of stuff.
It's not like you're being creepy about it. It's
no.
It's just like you're being straight.
I just had to come meet you. Doesn't mean I'm going to fuck you. Doesn't mean I'm, you know, whipping my dick out. I just want to come meet you and figure out what you're like. That's my whole thing. Like, I want to figure out what you're like. I just want to come meet you. See if you had a sense of humor. See if, you know, you got more going for you than your looks or whatever.
And you're really ready to walk away if it's...
Oh yeah,
girl that you
she don't flips
like.
Out. Somebody she flips it. Out, or get the fuck away from me. All right, cool.
Now I know.
Yeah. All right, cool. You don't walk away scampering. Oh shit! You're not afraid.
Tell between your
yeah,
legs.
Exactly.
Don't tell anyone.
All right, you're a bitch. Peace. You know, and you walk out. Yeah, but then there's also the situational. There's the push pull. There's the, you know, all those other things. Like, the push-pull opener set the tone as a, oh, you're a fun, funny guy. Direct is you're a man, you're a dude, you're not afraid to kind of take the ball, take the bull by the horns. Then you throw in that funny stuff after that, and she knows that you're a fun guy. So that's why I like those. Question? No.
I noticed that when I go direct, if girls are walking by, like at a club or at a bar, they just say, oh, thank you, and they just walk away. I mean...
They what?
Just, if I go direct, like at a bar, yeah, or a club, and girls are like walking by, like, wow, you were adorable, whatever, they'll just be like, oh, thank you.
But how do you open that up? Do you just, you get in front of them? Do you, hey...
Yeah, I try to get in front of them. They usually just, like, they'll just be like, oh, thank you, and they walk around, and they just like, oh, fuck. And like, it seems like when I go direct, when they're walking by or they're moving or whatever, like at a bar or a club, it just doesn't work. Like, it'll work for me when they're like...
Well,
they're put somewhere. I don't know. Yes,
yeah, usually, yeah, it does. I would say it would work better, but you really have to stop them. You're like, if you're gonna do it while they're walking, you got to really get in front of them, and then be genuine. Say, hey, you know what? I saw you walking by here, and I just fucking had to meet you. I'm blah blah blah. You gotta have to stop them and engage them in the conversation. I have a feeling that you're just hey, you're just stopping. Hey. I just saw you. You're kind of cute.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
Okay.
That's not.
That's what I've done.
Yeah.
That's not sexy.
That's not. Yeah, that's not the romantic hero kind of. You got to really get in front of him. Hey, you know what? I just wanted to meet you because I thought you were fucking adorable.
She says okay, and then where do you usually go after that?
She says okay. What?
Like okay, thank you, and then you go.
Then I give her a little smaller compliment. Like, yeah, you know, I like your style. Kind of cute. Or whatever, I give her a smaller compliment. So I take the energy high, kind of lower it, and then go into the rapport. Mm. So what's your name? So I see you here with your friends. What are you guys out doing tonight? You know, and then I'll go into the conversational stuff. Throw in some banter to spike, you know, attraction, stuff like that.
So yeah. your vibe is kind of pretty like mellow. It's not
yeah.
like very out
I tried there. That high energy shit. Didn't work.
It makes you look flamboyant because every time I try to do high energy, it's like I get approached a lot by gay guys, and they'll be like, easy guys. I keep telling them I'm straight and stuff like that.
Try.
And the girls would say, you know, I like your style, but you know, you're too, like, you know, energetic. Are you gay?
Try, I mean.
So yeah, so it's just different, you know, because I'm kind of like a little laid back.
Try to do it. I mean, I tried the high new shit, and that was probably part of the reason I was turning girls off, because that wasn't, you know, I was coming in. Hey, you guys look funny. High five. Hey, are you guys psychic? Let's try something. And I get her out of their hand and do the Meow shit. You know? Pick a number between. What's the number? Oh, good!
I knew it.
That's not me, dude.
Right.
That's
not me. Right.
I mean, it worked a little bit sometimes, but then when I became me and slowed it down, they were like, who is this dude? So try the low energy stuff. Just be cool, you know. Throw some spikes in there. Like when I can turn it on, I can turn it on. Mm. Like when I need to be high energy, like when I go into set, girls, and I need to spike it to be funny or banter, I can turn it on. But when I go in initially, I'm not high energy, but it's kind of, it's not like real smooth. Like, hey, and real low, I just wanted to meet you. You know, it's more, you know what I mean?
Right. It's just more, yeah, you're not, you don't have an intention behind it. You just kind of like.
Yeah. But, what was I going to say? Fuck. I just lost it. Yeah, it was something important too. Yeah.
That one key, everyone was like, fuck, could have been it.
It was going to change
the magic bullet.
Yeah.
In San Diego, Hypnotica kept suggesting a book called Mind Lines, and I went and got it, and it helped out like my inner game and like my thought processes a lot. And I wanted to ask if you had like one or two resources that you would suggest like above all others.
Hypnotica's ultimate inner game, that killed it for me. That and Tony Robbins' stuff, because I kind of go between the two. Yeah.
Well, Chris Tucker and Pickup talk about Tony Robbins.
Well, he's got. All his stuff is good. I mean, but I specifically put his Dickens pattern into my iPod and I rotate between his and Hypnotica's. Like, if I can give you guys, okay, here's the magic bullet.
Yeah.
You guys ready for it? You have any sticking point, any ultimate, any inner game issue, put in that right before you go out and work on a belief, like what you believe about yourself, what's going to happen. A situation, like if for me it was turning girls off, I plugged that into it, or an outcome, like I wanted to have women calling me all the time, you know, I put that into that, and then I started getting women initiating more calls, you know. So it's Hypnotica stuff and inner confidence. They work on being able to handle tension. So like when you go into a set, like for you, when you're first starting out, you're going to have tension going in for your first time because you've never done it before. So what they do is they help guys be able to handle and manage that tension, so there really is no tension. So when you go in, let's say you get AMOG'd by a guy, you can handle it. You know, your girl tells you, you know, get the fuck out of here. You can handle it. And that's one thing I see a lot of guys when they first get in the game. I can see it in their eyes. They can't really handle it in tension that well.